Poland stays outside MyCA after second failed veto override. Poland is now the only European Union member state operating without a domestic implementation of the Markets in Crypto Assets regulation, after its parliament again failed to secure the votes needed to override a presidential veto of the country's crypto market bill. CoinMarketCap reported the failed override vote on April 20, 2026, noting that this was not the first attempt. The same has tried before and come up short, and the gap between the votes it can muster and the 3/5 supermajority it needs has not closed. A national law that keeps getting stuck in the same place. The Polish crypto market bill is the domestic instrument that would slot Poland into the MyCA regime that applies across the rest of the EU. Every other member state passed its own equivalent, appointed a supervisor, opened a licensing window for crypto asset service providers, and plugged into the shared passport. Poland's version cleared the Sejm, but drew a presidential veto. Under the Polish constitution, overriding a presidential veto requires a 3/5 majority of deputies present, with at least half the chamber in attendance. The governing coalition holds a working majority for ordinary legislation, but does not command that supermajority on its own. Every override attempt so far has depended on picking up opposition votes that have not materialized. The result is a stalemate with a fixed shape. The bill returns, the vote is scheduled, the tally comes up short, and the legal vacuum continues for another cycle. What other EU countries have that Polish firms do not MyCA became fully applicable on December 30, 2024 for crypto asset service providers. Once a firm obtains a CASPI authorization in one member state, it can passport that license across the entire block with a notification procedure. Custodians, exchanges, wallet providers, and stablecoin issuers across Germany, France, Ireland, the Netherlands, and Malta are already operating under this regime. Polish-based crypto firms cannot apply for a Polish CASPI license because Poland has not designated a competent authority under the national law and has not opened the application window. They also cannot use the national transitional period that other countries built into their implementations because that transitional regime lives inside the vetoed bill. The practical workaround is to either operate out of another EU jurisdiction and passport into Poland, or continue under the pre-MiCA virtual asset service provider registration that the Polish Financial Supervision Authority still maintains. Neither option gives a Warsaw-headquartered firm the same footing as a Paris-headquartered competitor. The political gap behind the stalemate. The veto has been framed as a dispute over the scope of supervision, penalties, and the operational burden on smaller firms, rather than a direct rejection of crypto regulation as a concept. That framing does not change the arithmetic. Until a future parliament either finds the votes or passes a modified bill that survives the presidency, Poland's crypto market keeps running on the old pre-MiCA rulebook. This is happening while Poland is otherwise an active EU participant in financial services reform, which makes the standalone position on MiCA more visible. Industry lobby groups in Warsaw have flagged that repeated failed overrides are themselves a reputational issue, because potential investors and counterparties read the repetition as uncertainty about when the rules will settle. What it means for users and issuers. For Polish residents, the immediate effect is that their choice of crypto service providers is shaped by other countries' licensing decisions. Platforms authorized elsewhere in the EU can and do serve Polish users, but there is no domestic CASPI register to check against. For card programs, exchanges, and stablecoin issuers deciding where to incorporate, Poland is currently not a live option for a MiCA license, even though it is a live option for demand. The macro picture around this story is calm rather than dramatic. Bitcoin was trading near $74,512 and Ethereum near $2,982 as of April 20, 2026, with the fear and greed index at a neutral 51. The Polish gap is a structural story, not a price reaction.